Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
John 14 reads from verse 1, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you go, where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me," Jesus was still speaking, "you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Maybe I should just go ahead and read more. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter or helper, that he may abide with you forever," not for a season, "the Spirit of Truth." The comforter, the Spirit, the helper is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him, so it's not a physical being. The Muslim said that that was where Jesus was telling them that Muhammad was coming. What a fallacy. He said the Spirit of Truth. He said you can't see him. So the world cannot receive him. Why? Because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you. Then look at this. And he will be. Can you see now that what separates us from the world is the fact that he is in us. If you get this settled, everything else is settled in life. "I will not." Jesus can't be lying. And if he's never told a lie before, he will never lie. "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. He's talking about his second coming. I agree with you, but no, this place is not second coming. All of them have died in the physical and gone. But he came to them. A little while longer, the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. Then this is where I'm going, verse 20. At that day, this is the day, you will know. Who are those to know? You and I. Who was speaking here? Come on, talk to me. And when was he speaking here? He was speaking here in the spiritual form or in the human physical form? Come on, talk to me. I can't hear you. In the physical form, he was still walking the face of the earth. He hadn't died on the cross yet. And while on earth, he was in the Father. The Father was in him. He said, that's why you see miracles. That's why you see works. Why are you marveling? Even when I go, because I'm not going to leave you orphan, I'm not going to leave you, abandon you, because I know you are troubled now, because you think I'm going to abandon you. Jesus was telling us, said, I'm not abandoning you, I'm sending another helper. And when he comes, he would wear where? Inside. So when you stand, the Father is ready to move. But when you refuse, you hinder his movement. At that day, you will know that I'm in the Father, and the Father, and you know that I am in the Father, and you in me. Come on. And I. All right. So, what he said that at that day, I would have brought you to the place where I have prepared for you. Where the Father is, where I am, you too will be there. So let's go back. That's why he started by saying, let not your heart be troubled. Why worry? Worry for what? You get worried because you don't know who you are and where you belong and where you are seated. When he that made the heavens and the earth says that, don't worry, why are you worried? He can change anything at any time. And he gave us the formula for changing things here. How? Ask anything in my name. He further explained it. How does it work? Because whatever you are saying is out of a heart of concern. What's concern? Because you have a solution. What's solution? Because you're going to depend on him that is inside of you. Why? Because without me, you can do nothing. Why? Because now you know that you are in me, I'm in you, I'm in the Father. Hey. So let the Father speak to the situation through you. And that's why we don't speak negative. In trouble. We speak like we are changing things. We speak to change things. Because we are confident. Because he said, this is what I did on earth. Now you're going to start to do it. So all I'm saying is that I'm trying to bring you to a place where the Father and I are. Now remember that. What was I promised this week? Which Pastor Nomti gave us? Or which she ministered to us? 1 Corinthians 1, 9. How does it read? God is what? Why? Who has what? Brought us into the fellowship. Come on. Of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. How is this faithful defined? Faithfulness defined, rather. He brought us. Who has called us? Who has called us? So our calling is into a fellowship. What fellowship? The way he was with his Father. The fellowship of Jesus and his Father. So in our three is not a crowd. We are the next person. All of us, the next person. Boom. So it's a fellowship of three of them. Jesus, Father, and Taiwo. Jesus, Father God, Jesus, and Taiwo. Why? Because I am in him. No wonder Paul said, don't you ever forget your life is hidden. We are in. No. hidden in God. How? In Christ Jesus. So you are in Him, is in you, and Jesus is in God. See, this knowledge alone will deliver you, will promote you. That's what I'm talking about. I feel the fire. Ah, feel the fire. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, move in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say it again. See, the thing with us is, don't forget, consistency is the name of the game in the kingdom. That's why I say God is faithful. That is consistency to the core. Repeating the same thing over and over. That's what he is. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. So you are not driven by any new trick. Which trick? Hallelujah. But I'll just show you certain things here. So basically, that's the story. So why will it be trouble when you know this, when you have this? And last week, we were able to make it clear that, see, that's not to say, we're not denying the facts. That's why I was asking the question. Come on, let's be real. Don't let it be religious. Is it troublesome? Yeah, the situation looks troublesome. But how do we respond to it? Concern. What's concern? Spiritual ingenuity. You make a move that will change it for you and for people. I'm not waiting to die because there's a problem. No? 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 Tell the neighbor, there's no deception here in the name of Jesus. It is long settled. Yes. It is our time. Somebody, you're afraid of death because you had a dream that they are trying to kill you. That's to let you know that the solution to that has been given to you. Stand up where you are, don't come out. Stand up where you are because you had a dream. And the devil has been tormenting you because you had a dream. See, this word is superior to your dream. This Bible is superior to your dream. I say this Bible is superior to your dream. So whose report will you believe? So take it from me, in the name of Jesus, you will see your children's children. Amen. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. Can you see how quickly you can dispel the lie of the devil? Whew, I feel the fire. It's true. That's how quickly you dispel him. Why would you allow what is not to be troubling you? It will create worry. But when you say what the Lord has said, you come out of a spirit of concern, you declare a solution. Why? Because it's the Father in me that does the what? Talking. It is His words that I speak. And when I speak His word, His works are done. Works are done. Okay, let me show you this quickly. So we say, something is happening to our pastor. Yes, now. Aren't you praying? Don't stop praying, no. To the extent that your pastor gets in that you get. Because you're sitting there, you listen to him every time. Like, I'll be frank with you, God is answering your prayers. You say, how? Even in my sleep, even when I'm so tired I can't move a toe, He's talking to me. He actually did something to me I can tell everybody openly. I told my wife, I said, well, God, this God is so hilarious. Sometimes He wants to involve you in what He's doing so that you can see. I saw victory everywhere. Then, I saw and I still see in the name of Jesus. I see continuously in the name of Jesus. Believe me, I do. I believe strongly, and that is the truth, that no child of God, truly born again, can ever be stuck.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. It can never be stagnated. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Never.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The best stagnation agents ever created cannot stop you.
Amen.
Whether physical or spiritual. Because we are talking of the blood of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If you are sick in your body, shake it off right now in the name of Jesus. I mean it, shake it off. In the name of Jesus, shake it off in the name of Jesus. I mean it. Because by His stripes, you have been. Hey! Hey! You have been. You are healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus, by his stripes you are healed. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, this is church. You see what makes it church? Because Jesus is here. His angels are here. The Holy Spirit is present. You know, this atmosphere is full of creative ideas. Amen. Innovations. I'm not joking. That's why Paul was saying 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 24 and verse 30. That was 1 Corinthians 1, 9. We have been called into the fellowship. He now says, that's why Jesus Christ is made unto you wisdom. Sanctification. Righteousness. Because we are, and what, how do you explain this fellowship? He's in the Father is in him. Now, he's in me, I'm in him, he's in the Father. Oh, yeah, shabosha. Christianity is fun, can't you see? When you get home today, take authority. In the name of Jesus. You don't need to hit your head against the wall. It's the word that does the working. The word that you have come to believe. I'm not joking. John chapter 14. John 14. Yes. I'll just show you this quickly. In my Father's house are many mansions. If I know so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Now, and I explained last week, which I think I've explained that this is the best scripture for rapture. Because he's coming back physically. Believe me, he's coming back physically. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is coming back physically. And this is one of the strongest scriptures that proves it. But you see, even here too, even as that is the case, he said to them that pending when I will come physically, I will come to you. And when it was like they didn't fully understand, he said, okay, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And he will be in you. Oh, okay, that settles matter. So whilst you are on earth, before I return a second time in the cloud to take off my own, you will be where I am. He's not suspended until rapture. It starts now from his resurrection. So if anyone will be in Christ, if anyone will get born again, believe him enough to receive him as the Savior, he says he's giving you the power, John 1:12, to become son like he is. And what defines son in the Bible? God is in him, he's in God. That's son in the Bible. For a long time it was only Jesus, but now every born again has that same status, which you are reading now. Now, John 15 can be more meaningful to you. Without me, you can do nothing. There's a constant fellowship between you and the Father. I am the vine. My Father is always taking care of his garden. Can you see? And he says, you are in me. Can you see? So the fellowship of the Son and the Father has permanently included you. And that's why you will never stop to be an enigma to your generation. You cannot, but continue to be. And that's why if you look all through the epistles of Paul, he so much called this revelation, we call it Pauline revelation. I mean, this is what he taught throughout. Whether you're looking at the book of Romans, which is the next one? 1 Corinthians, which you just read. 2 Corinthians. Ephesians. Or Galatians. Ephesians. Philippians. Colossians. Or where he's writing letters to the pastors or to his sons. To Timothy. To Titus. You see all these things there. Or you go to the epistle of Peter. You find this thing there. You say, what do you mean? We are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation, peculiar people, not common on earth. Why? To show forth the nature of God on earth. We are the one to manifest. Why? Because he's in us, we are in. Or you want to go to John? Let me show you quickly. In one of the places, in Colossians 1:27, Paul was talking, he says, Colossians 1:27, thank you. Colossians 1:27, thank you. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery, of this mystery among the Gentiles. We are the Gentiles. If you are not born by Israeli parents, you are a Gentile, by this definition. So what is happening among the Gentiles. That's today. Which is what? So how do you define the mystery in the context of this? The mystery. What's the mystery here? The mystery is that the Gentiles are included. And what makes it a mystery is the fact that Christ is in you. And that is the hope of glory. Come on, are you hearing me? So if you bring that to what we have been looking at, that it simply says that Christ in me, come on, will always generate hope. Of course, it's only natural and it is rational. Why won't it? The one without whom nothing was created that was created now decides to live inside of me, and then something created is now threatening me. I mean, I would be a fool not to think that that thing is just wasting its time. Is somebody hearing me here? So I analyze this just shortly, and I go. Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus said, the place I'm taking you is the place where I will be in you and you'll be in me. Paul said, that's a mystery. That's what had never happened before, what's about to happen. For both the Jesus and the Gentiles. And Jesus Christ made it clear, said, even when I send the Holy Ghost, until now you've known him because he dwells with you, but when I send him, he's going to be in you. So he said that Christ in you is the hope of glory. So can I deal with hope? What is hope? Expectation of something. Right? Generally speaking, hope is expectation. Dictionary meaning, future expectation. Thank you. Right? But what makes this hope different from that hope, from the Bible point of view, is that this is an expectation with a proven fulfillment. I'm expecting it, but I have a proven conviction that it's going to happen. Generally, hope is, I hope this will be. It may and it may not. Give it 60%, 40%, no. But this hope says, the reason I'm hoping in the first place is because it's already done. This period I'm in is changing because he who set my feet on the path to walk is waiting for the conclusion. So we haven't seen it, but we are convinced beyond doubt that we are getting there. That is this hope. So let me put it this way. It is future expectation with substance. So it's faith in effect. So when it was saying believe, 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 it was saying don't let the trouble determine or don't let the fears determine how you behave. Let the fact that in spite of this, you are getting there. You are achieving it. You are coming out tops. But I can't see it. I understand. But I want you to be in a state of mind that he who is involved with you has concluded matter, and you cannot be a loser in this matter. Expectations with a guaranteed deliverance. Or with a guaranteed conclusion. That's why, in fact, the best way to say it is that I know the thoughts I'm thinking towards you. You may think there's no future for you, but I know what I'm thinking. So what I think is that it's not evil. It is good. What I'm thinking, you have a future. What I'm thinking, you have an expected end. You're achieving the expected end. No. But they are not expecting the end. They are now defining the end by their situation. They say, but I am God. So expected from my own views, from my own angle, my expected end for them will be accomplished. So why are you telling them so that that will redefine their own expected end? So faith comes how? Hearing. So that's the hope there. So the hope says that in the name of Jesus, then heaven is sure. I will finish well. Did you hear me? In the name of Jesus, heaven is sure. I will finish my assignment. I will finish in flying colors. I will be received into heaven with joy. I will dance into heaven in the name of Jesus. That means that I'm not leaving, I'm not taking an inch towards the until I finish my work. in the name of Jesus. No, you're too quiet for me now. Yeah. That means that that fear, that sickness will not stop you. Yeah. I don't know where I'm going to feed my family. I don't know. That worry will not stop you. So please redefine your end. When your end is redefined, then your attitude here will change. Your attitude will be defined by only one word, gratitude. Because you know, others may not be going there, others may not be getting there. I am getting there in the name of Jesus. That's hope. What about glory? I said the only way, see, when you say that hope of glory, one guy was talking, said, when you talk of glory, you look at the Bible, I mean, the vision is clear. Splendor. Magnificence. Hello. Jesus was speaking. Said, talking about Solomon. Said, not even Solomon, in all his what? Glory. Was what? Arrayed as the grass. Jesus was speaking. Hello. So how do we get to understand this glory? The glory is God's best will always be yours in spite of whatever. You will always manifest the best of God in spite of whatever. Amen. But the better way is to go to Exodus chapter 33. Come on, if you look at it, I think it's verse 18. Come on, church. Remember first service if you're here? I think it's verse 18. Yes. And he said, please show me your glory. Who said it? Thank you. Why did he say it? Because it was a troublesome time. Why God said that now the people you brought, they are misbehaving, they are doing what they want. You brought them out. Moses said, no, sir. Hey, it was your miracles that brought us out, all of us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When God begins to say yes, sir, to you, know that. He said, Moses, you brought them out. Moses said, huh? You brought them out, oh. You brought all of us out. It was your miracle. And why God said, I said, I'm saying that because I want them to go to the place I'm promising them. I've not changed my mind. So he said, Moses, take them there. She said, you brought them out. I said, no, sir, you brought them out. It's the person that brought them out that will take them there. Abba, who said you did, God? God has a sense of humor. I'm telling you, he does. He says, but you know what, Moses? I won't go with you. Eh? No wonder you say I brought them out. You won't go with me. But you say that you love me. Yeah. You say I found favor on your side. Yeah. If I found favor on your side, then show me who will go with me. Oh. If you are not going with me, then who will go with me? He said, because if you don't go with me, I'm not going anywhere. Oh. See, there are times when no matter how ambitious you are, if you cannot sense God, don't take a step. Don't. No matter how beautiful or good looking it is, don't take a step. But God may be fine. Who told you? It's just a prayer away. Prayer may not require fasting at that time even. I'm telling you. Because you understand these principles. If all you are judging is that, God, if you don't move, I won't move. Please show me. He will talk to you. Because he sees your heart intention. You will not move until he talks. If you put everything in motion and everything, the corner is that if I don't hear God, I'll put a stop. There have been things in my life, ladies and gentlemen, resources, human, finances, everything, but because I have no rest, I just couldn't hear God. Quarter to execution. I said, gentlemen, ladies, we are not going. They said, what? I said, don't be offended. I take responsibility. I should have settled it with God. It's God, my God. True. And they get offended. Because at that point, then you'll be caught in between two. I don't want to offend them. Will you rather offend God? That's it. I feel the fire. That's dangerous. I've been in trouble a lot of times. Pastors, remember I sent out some text at the time. I said, there's a special program coming national. This is a 48 hours to the time. It was already being announced on NTA. I canceled it. I wasn't comfortable. I offended people. But I'm glad I did. That it wasn't the other way with God. He will help me deal with them. They can't help me deal with him. They can't too. They can't help me deal with them. So he said, verse 16. And he said, please show me your glory. Everybody said, show me your glory. How did you get into glory? Because this is what I've been saying. You and me. He says, it's the hope of glory. The end is glorious for you. It's a glorious ending for you and I. Next slide. Then God said to him, everybody read. Now let's go back to Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope. Let's come back here. Christ in you, the hope of every goodness of God. The hope of every graciousness of God. The hope of every compassion of God towards you in your dealings in life. That's Christ in you. So no matter how horrible it's looking, Christ in you is a guarantee that the compassion of God will see you through. All of my goodness will pass before you. And I will declare unto you my name. And I will show what? Mercy to whom I will. You see our confidence? In John 17, Jesus said, in John 17, we thank, we give God the praise. Verse 24, Father, I desire that they also whom you have and whom you gave me may be with me. You know, because it doesn't seem to make sense. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house. But now it makes sense. Where is his Father's house? That's him. Him in him. Him in him. You know. It now says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will return so that I will take you. So that where I am, maybe also come on. Verse 3 of John 14. Okay. Now, listen to this. Father, I desire, that's 17. When he had finished everything and he was thanking God, valedictory prayer. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. That they may what? So the whole essence of you preparing the place, you come into my place, you come in, so that you can behold my glory. What does beholding my glory means? See my glory. If it's just to see, you could have shown them like that. Haven't they seen it on earth? But he said, behold, there is to create a desire to look intently, to look with purpose. Come on, if you check your strongs. He said that they may begin to look at my glory and get attracted and look with desire. It's there that will definitely be met. So that the more you are in my presence, the more you operate like me. Because right now you are in me, I'm in you. So I want them in me so that they can operate like me, like we operate. You know, we are now one with them. We brought them into. That's why Peter says to show forth the glory, the excellences, the absolute perfection of him that has called us. Can you see now that I may be ordinary, I'm not. You may be ordinary, you are not. You have a glorious future. Yeah. You have a perfect ending. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Now you can appreciate why Paul will say, I never cease to bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he will grant you to be strengthened with what? Might. Where? In your inner man. And what will that do? That Christ, there is Jesus of Oyinbo. There is Jesus of Ikeja. Emi omo Jesu. Emi omo Jesu lagege. Emi omo Jesu Ikeja. Jesu timomo apata. Who do men say that I am? They say you are the Jesus. They say you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Why? That doesn't mean that that Christ is not Jesus. It don't mean that that Jesus, that this one is Jesus the Christ, not just any Jesus. So when we say Christ, we mean Jesus Christ. So that there will be no doubt that you just say Christ. You can, anybody can be a Jesus. Nobody can be a Christ. There was Lumba, Jesus of Calabar in those days. I'm not joking. There are areas in the world where there are people that say they are Jesus and people are flocking to go and see them. Even the Bible, read the epistle. Say, if anybody come preaching another Jesus by another spirit, then they are preaching another gospel. So there is another Jesus that people can preach, but not the real Jesus. And those other Jesuses perform wonders too. They are lying wonders. So the fact that somebody is mentioning Jesus in one place, we know some occultic centers, we know that they are occult, but because they see people now who zoom on them, they are, no, there's something wrong there. They will open the Bible and say, Jesus, Jesus, it's Jesus. And those who don't understand, who cannot discern, discern of spirit is not a special gift for anybody, it's for everybody. You should discern the right from the wrong. Jesus said it. It's not everybody that says Jesus, Jesus, that entered the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said it. But this is not everybody that says Christ, Christ. No, he didn't say so. That may behold my glory. And what is the Christian of glory? Finish it. John 17:24. Father, I desire that all who you gave me may be with me. So where I am, let me. They may be where I am. That they may behold what? Glory, 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 glory. Now are you comfortable that Jesus is my shield? My glory. Come on, my glory. Come on, my glory. Come on, my glory. My glory. My splendor. My magnificence. My wisdom. Jesus is my glory. Now you have a glory. Okay. That they may behold my glory, which you have given me. See how you define that glory? For you have what? See, it concludes in one matter. The agape love of God. My glory comes out from the love you have for me. Before the foundations of the world. And that's why everywhere he went, he was doing good. Why? He was moved by love. That's why when you don't hold down any, you don't allow any distraction by the devil, miracles. He will send things to distract you. He will send people to distract you. But you know your focus. Now you can appreciate looking unto Jesus. The one that will guarantee me the finishing. The one that has guaranteed me the finishing. Shall we rise? Tell your neighbor, say, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, it is in him I live. I move. I have my being. Tell your neighbor, my life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, Christ dwells in my heart by faith. I am grounded and rooted in love. That means I'm not envious of anybody. I'm not jealous of any achievement of anybody. I'm not unforgiving anybody who's offended me. I don't wish evil. I don't join evil maker, evil doers to attack anybody. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want everybody to make it in life in Jesus' name. Why? Because I'm walking a glorious path. Ever shining brighter and brighter and brighter. And it is a guaranteed perfect ending. In Christ, Congratulations. Every statement is a sermon. Where you are in him, I feel the fire. Ooh. Believe me, I do. And when you feel the anointing that way, or when you sense the anointing that way, or when you can, it's not for you. Yes, you can take out of it. Take out of it by believing like any other person will believe in it. But it's majorly for the people. I don't know who you are. This is your day. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, you go out singing? You go out rejoicing? Even the trees of the field will see you and clap. Hey, glory be to it says that when the ways of a man are pleasing to God, even his enemies, those who have been planning against you, will be the ones that God will use to promote you. In the name of Jesus. They are so obsessed, they are so angry, but when they see you, they will carry you up. In the name of Jesus, the days of your life you will fulfill. You will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, ideas will never be lacking with you. Everything that you need to lift up a city, to be a blessing to generations, come on, receive in the name of Jesus. Whatever you put your hands to do, you will prosper. Of course, you will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, you will not die. I say you will live. You will show for the work of God. You will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say, I will not die. I will live. I will see my children's children. In the name of Jesus. Woo. Wow. We just turned something around now. Something just turned around now. Come on, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Your marriage will not die. Your health will not die. Your business will not die. Your finances will not die. Your fear of God will grow. Your ministry will explode. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.